Thousands of people have joined a march in protest of the February shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in central Florida. The black youth was shot by a Hispanic member of the Neighborhood Watch Association. The man says he was attacked and shot in self-defense. The case has raised racial tensions in the area, and there are fears the case is now being tried in the media. Deborah Stafford Shearer is the director of the Office of Advocacy and Justice for the Diocese of Orlando. She spoke to Alessandra Giussotti about the case.
We're very concerned and saddened by the tragedy. And, of course, we are all praying for the families involved, for both families, because there was such a loss on both sides. And we don't know the full legality of the case. It's still pending. It's still under investigation. So we don't know all the details. We don't know what happened exactly. But the point that someone was killed is a terrible tragedy for any community. And we're concerned about the aftermath of that as well. That there's a lot of, well, as you said, you know, this has become global now, the spread of this story, and there's lots of animosity among different groups. And that's a little bit baffling to me because we don't know all of the details of the case yet. So it's a little premature to start making judgmental statements or reacting judgmentally. We don't know what the situation was.
As you know,
As you know,
after this event, even if it is not still clear the dynamic of this killing, many are now saying that racism, discrimination is still an open wound in the U.S. society. Sorry.
Yes, I agree with that. I think there is still a very strong sense, undertone, if you will, of racism and discrimination. But it's not just among or against the African American community. I think you see this in many communities. In Europe, there's some animosity against ethnic groups like the Muslim groups, in some other parts of the world, against Coptic Christians. In our country, there's a strong resentment and discrimination against immigrants, undocumented immigrants. So, yes, I think discrimination and a sense of racism is very much alive in the world. And that's something that we pray for constantly, that we can try to get to know people, build relationships with people, and curb this the violence. Violence comes when you don't know someone and you don't care about them. So we will need to build relationships of compassion.
And finally, how the Catholic community is helping to reconciliate the black and white communities, but generally speaking, the different ethnic communities in your diocese, especially in your diocese.
Well,
Orlando.
We're very excited in our diocese. We've made a great effort over the last few years to coordinate, and my office does this, coordinate prayer services with the interfaith community. So we bring different faith traditions, different ethnic groups together. We bring the African-American churches of other denominations, of the other faith communities together, and we pray together for peace. We pray for unity. And we also have participated as a Catholic community with other organizations in our area to, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that anniversary every year is very well established in our community, and we help promote that and support that with other groups. And I just wanted to mention also when you were asking about the violence and discrimination and racism, is it still around? We've been dealing with, in 1994, the American bishops wrote a pastoral statement called Confronting a Culture of Violence. And we're still dealing with these issues of hatred and misunderstanding. So it's something that hasn't gone away, but we're still working very hard, our bishops and our church and our community, to create a better understanding and compassion for one another.